Hey everyone, and welcome to this edition of Stream On. You know, there's going to be a real Thanksgiving Day treat being cooked up for us this time by our friends over at Acorn TV. They're going to be dropping season 5 of the monster hit, A Place to Call Home. Now, some fans love to call it the Australian version of Downton Abbey, and it returns come Thursday. And one of the characters, who is my favorite character, frankly, Regina Standish, is in a bit of peril. We don't know exactly what happened to her. And lastly, we left, she was in a padded cell, but we don't know what just happened. However, luckily, we do have Jenny Baird with us. She plays none other than Regina Standish. Jenny, welcome to the show. And I know you can't give away too much in the way of secrets, but tell us what's going on when season 5 returns Thursday, right here on Acorn Television.
What excites me about season 5? Well, firstly, the time jump, which I think the fans will be aware of. We go to 1958. Mm-hmm. The biggest question hanging over episode 1 really is what's happened to Regina? Because the last time we saw her, she was crazily screaming out of a van, and then in a cell, in a padded cell. So, so the big question going into 5, 4 years later, is what happened to her?
Right.
You know, like, was that it? Was that it for her? Is she going to come back? I think we can probably safely guess now that she will appear again on screen in season 5.
Right.
But you know, I guess the question is she ever going to get out of that prison?
Mm-hmm. And what either good or evil lurks, I suppose, in the offing?
Well, exactly. And look, one of the really interesting things about the first couple of episodes is that it really exposes psychiatric treatment in the 50s, and it was kind of akin to torture.
Oh, absolutely.
They didn't really know a lot. Yeah, they didn't know a lot about what they were doing. And so you can imagine, I mean, you know, that ECT treatment and, you know, being stuck in boiling hot baths and hosed down, the humiliation, the physical pain, all that suffering. I mean, it's going to take its toll on a character, definitely, for sure.
Absolutely. And in that, you know, those times in the early 50s, you know, they came, in some cases, it was a lobotomy, and in some cases, it was pretty darn close to short of it. So I think we're all going to be excited to find out, you know, what type of Regina are we going to see from, you know, this point forward?
Because, you know, she's a character that divides people. Yes, it is.
Oh, really?
Very passionately. Very passionately
really?
About Regina. I don't think I've ever met a fan that's be like,
I could take her liver.
Kind of. Yes, I don't ever get any of that kind of response.
No, there's no indifference about Regina. There's no indifference about Regina.
There is no indifference. There's a lot of hatred. There's a lot of get that face off my screen now.
I got to say something, and I know, look, what was it in something like 2015? You were infamously put on the top 10 villains list of on Aussie television. Which, you know, is a good thing. You know, it's good for people to know who you are. Sometimes not necessarily from villain. But I've always thought that your character, not you, but your character, Regina, is more misunderstood than evil.
Well, I would say thank you for saying that. I mean, it's always what I say, and it's kind of like a tongue-in-cheek thing that I often on Instagram, I will just hashtag misunderstood because you know, as actors, we can't judge our characters.
Right.
And so I'm never going to, you know, put Regina's shoes on and walk out there and kind of and judge her. I've always said to Brett, who plays George, how cruel it was of him to marry her, knowing how crazily in love she was. And imagine that. Imagine somebody being in love with you, deeply in love with you, and you not loving them, but you choose just for your own convenience to marry them.
Right. No,
I mean, it's the height of cruelty, and it could drive anybody insane, that kind of
well,
thing.
for those who haven't seen A Place to Call Home, and you are obviously Acorn subscribers, or if you're not, shame on you. Subscribe quickly and start to binge
Yeah,
watch.
subscribe. Yeah.
So that you understand what we're talking about at this point. But, there have been throughout the show, and talking about your character, there have been throughout the show a tremendous amount of enablers who work their way through and have used you.
Absolutely used me. I mean, Elizabeth used me to get rid of Sarah in season one. She invited me into the family to do that. And then it's a bit rich, isn't it, at the end to be like, well, get lost now, Regina. It's like, well, you brought me here and you sent me to Europe and I did everything I was told to do and now you've decided you have no use for me anymore. So there's a lot of heartbreak in Regina. You know, she's behaves like a heartbroken teenager.
Well, and like I said, I think when you take someone like that and you exploit their idiosyncrasies and use them like that, then I don't think evil works.
No, I don't think. I think she's a heartbroken kind of vengeful teenager who has been misunderstood and mistreated, and so that's the result is what you see in the story.
So those of you who haven't seen it, now you know how to look at it. All right. Watch from that angle. Watch from the
Yeah.
proper
Feel
angle.
sorry for poor Regina, who gets totally
We're going to start a new
heartbroken by
hashtag. We're going to
George.
start a new hashtag, poor Regina. Okay. So
Poor
let's.
Regina. Yeah. Poor Regina. Hashtag misunderstood. Okay.
I'm on the
That's
first tweet on the my first tweet
right.
on after I see the episode, I'm going to start that bandwagon rolling. So keep a lookout there,
Yes.
folks. I'm going to
Exactly. We're gonna
start that.
be a small group to start with, but you
I'll,
never know.
that's you know small. You got to start somewhere. Small groups are starters. So.
Yes, I think the publicity machine down in Australia started doing a Team Sarah, Team Reggie, which is pretty funny because I don't think a Team Reggie has anyone on
I was going to ask you. Team Reggie is a team of one.
it's that's pretty funny. I think maybe there are two people on Team Reggie and
Well, okay, fair
thousands on Team
enough.
Sarah.
So, well, yeah, it works that way.
Yeah.
We're talking about one of the beauties of A Place to Call Home is it's got such an amazingly diverse and wonderful ensemble cast. Why don't you talk a little bit about your cast members? And if you want to say something
Well,
bad,
they're
that's
really
okay too.
Yeah, sure. I'll say something bad. I won't
No,
say
I'm
much because
just
I will
kidding.
never say anything bad. No. Look, it's a really, really large cast and it's a truly it's quite an ensemble piece. You know, we have our lead actress, Marta, who plays Sarah, but then there are the other stories are really strong and so, you know, a lot of the time it's truly an ensemble story and there are many, many threads and we're a big group and because we travel to Camden to film, so we're like an hour, a bit over an hour outside Sydney. They all put us up in a hotel out in the country. And so, you know, there are lots of nights spent by the fire and in the beer garden and we have drinks and dinner after work together. So that gives it a real kind of going away on camp feeling, which I adore. And I'm really social, so I love nothing more than hanging out with a bunch of actors and you know, it's a real family vibe on set, I have to say. We all know each other, we all love each other, we all, you know, see each other outside of work. You know, some of us are more serious than others. You know, we get used to who jokes around and who doesn't at work. I probably joke around more than you would think. Having watched my character, it looks like I would never joke. So that's a bit of a surprise.
Or
But I think
if
that's
you
how I
did
make
joke,
friends,
it might
Anthony.
not end up well for the person you were pulling the prank on.
No, it's true. They may not come out of it very well. Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, it's a beautiful, they're a beautiful cast, and we've known each other now, you know, we've been 5 years together. So, you know, once you work, I think that's the longest period of time that I've worked with a bunch of actors in my
Wow.
career.
And it is
Yeah.
interesting. You talk about being obviously off on set and being away at camp. You would have to be able to get along to stay that time and be that intense, because you're basically then spending 24 hours a day together.
Yeah, when we are away in Camden. Yep. I mean, you know, yeah, we are spending a lot of time together. There's a lot of text messaging in the hotel. Where are you? Where are you? I'm at the bar. I'm at the bar. I'm in the pool. I'm at the gym. Where, you
Right.
know, all those kind of things that happens. But then, you know, for some of the time we're also in Sydney.
Of
So, you know,
course.
we can go back to our homes and our lives while we're filming in Sydney too. So it's really great. It's a great blend of two things.
Cool. Let me ask you a question. It may not be fair, and if so, you can tell me so. But when did you
Okay.
feel that that show was going to be a hit?
That's an interesting question. I think it was a two. I could answer that in two ways.
Go ahead.
Obviously, it opened really strongly in Australia in season one,
Ratings were
but
good.
it was ratings were good. And then I don't know what happened. Season two, I think the network had decided they didn't want it. And so we were cancelled at the end of season two. So that was a real bump in our journey. I don't know if you know about that, but that's what happened. And then another network in Australia called Foxtel picked us up, which has I don't think it's ever happened where cable has picked up a free-to-air show. And we were all completely just like, you could have knocked us over with a feather. And they picked us up and, you know, started season three and then did season four. And at the end of season four, we won a Logie, which is like, you know, an Emmy equivalent for most outstanding drama. And so, I mean, how incredible is that to be on a show, have it cancelled, have it picked up by somebody else, and then have it go on to win, you know, the equivalent of an
A
Emmy.
major
It's
award,
kind of
absolutely.
an extraordinary. So I suppose we've been on a roller coaster. We kind of started high, we went low, then we went high again. And I feel like the show is only just gathering momentum even. I feel that, you know, more as time goes by, more countries all over the world view the show. I mean, I happen to know that I think we're on in 130 countries around the world. And that's extraordinary for an Australian TV show. And so I feel like it's just getting bigger and bigger. I mean, the fact that I'm here talking to you in the US is an indication of the growing success of the show.
Stream on or return right after these words from Alfa Romeo.
When you look for things, when you search the polished showrooms, the markets, the runway shows, you are looking for me. Beyond luxury and status, beyond capability and utility, you are looking for me. And when you dream of an SUV existing far beyond the ordinary, an SUV steeped in performance, infused with passion, artistic beyond description, you unknowingly dream of me. I am the end of your search, your drive, your dream. I am what you live for. I am the Alfa Romeo Stelvio, the first sport utility vehicle created by Alfa Romeo.
Welcome back to Stream On with our special guest, Jenny Baird from A Place to Call Home, which will be opening season 5 on Thanksgiving Day on Acorn TV. And Jenny, just before the break, we were talking about A Place to Call Home being on in over 130 different countries. And that's got to be a bit of a rush, huh? To know that the work you're doing is not only enjoyed by, you know, the folks in Australia where the show is produced, but on a worldwide basis.
That is a huge rush. You know, obviously, a lot of the times historically in Australia, we kind of are down near that pole, undiscovered by lots of people up in the north. And so to have America and Canada kind of take such interest in the show has been wonderfully surprising to me. I mean, I guess I'm curious. I'm curious as to what appeals to Americans. I mean, why they enjoy it. Is it the Downton Abbey factor? Is it because, you know, that show came first and this is kind of similar? Or is it, I don't know, I am interested.
I can give you my take, something I've written before.
Sure.
Look, quality, you know, I've been in the television business for 40 years. And from a programming standpoint, quality, whether it is Australian television or Canadian television or the UK or whatever, if it's written well, if it's acted well, it's good television. And the quality of Australian television, in my own personal opinion, is on par, without any doubt, with the United States, Canada, the UK. I mean, recently, of course, let's talk a little bit about the Acorn aspect with Miss Fisher, 800 Words, and some other fine series. There's no secret there. It's good writing. It's good acting.
Yeah.
It's good television. And I think if you put in front of an audience good television, regardless of whether it's done, you know, outside of the United States, people are going to adapt to it and going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what,
you
know, what brings people to a place, you know, to call home. It's well written, it's well acted. And at the end of the day, you keep bringing it, okay? You guys never cease to disappoint, episode after episode after episode, and that is that's a treat to watch. And from an actor's point of view, I would imagine it's quite fun.
Oh, it's been, this is totally true. It's been the best fun I've had in a role in my career. Like, I'm really happy to be typecast after this.
Yeah, typecasting in that regard is not a bad situation. But
give me the evil one. I'll happily do it.
I'll take the evil, or as we put, hashtag misunderstood. Hashtag misunderstood.
Yeah,
don't mess up our hashtag.
Forget that bit. Yeah, exactly.
We don't want to mess that up. But I think that's really what we're talking about here is quality TV, quality storylines. I mean, obviously you gotta have quality storylines. So obviously the writers are there, the actors are there, and you guys are enjoying it and you're killing it. So that's I shouldn't say killing it's your character, but okay.
You shouldn't really joke with Regina about killing things.
Yeah, you should have used another word in that. But my bad.
But as I say, Jim, she didn't intend to shoot that guy in the face.
No.
That was like an impulsive accident. Let's remember that.
She didn't turn up there. Hey, I'm good with that. I have some good criminal attorneys. You know, I'm happy to help.
Yeah, there was no premeditation. You know what I'm saying?
No. Hey, I'm on your side. I'm a Regina fan. So. Yeah. We're good there.
You understand what it's like to be addicted to morphine. I mean, it's hard.
It's hard. Come on.
It makes life difficult.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. Hey, let me ask you.
She had to take the morphine because she was so stressed.
Yeah. You know, in those days, actually, that was not an uncommon thing.
No. Well, it seems such an easy drug to take and perhaps to procure. I mean, you know, I drank my way through that season 4, that liquid morphine. Just little sips. You know, it seems like an easy drug to take. I understand why you would say that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, worked for Sherlock Holmes. So,
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And yet, about the morphine thing, I mean, that was just yet another thing that they gave me to play that added to the interest for me. And I really feel like they've given me so much. And when you watch season 5, you'll see what else they gave me, which is entirely then different again. You know, so it's great. Every actor wants, like, they're like, drug addiction, sure, let's do it. You know, heartbreak, sure, let's do it. Mm-hmm. You know, an intense desire for revenge, yes. Mm-hmm. let's go with that. Actors always want, keep it on. Actors always want, given circumstances. They always want to enter a scene with something else going on underneath. It's like, mm-hmm. that's the gift that you give right. the actor. You don't just want them to just walk in with nothing. Right. You want them to carry something from before. And so they're always giving me these really great given circumstances to color kind of everything that I played. And again, mm-hmm. they do it in season 5, but in a completely different way.
So your plate is full, but it's got subtext.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. There's, you know, all the history is always there. It's always running yeah. underneath.
But we are Team Regina, so we're going to make sure that subtext is properly properly brought
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I would like you to help me with that. Yeah,
you've got my word from Chad. I will continue to be Team Regina, and I will I will work on a weekly basis to break down that subtext and make sure that you're seen in a proper light, not taken away.
Exactly, not just written off as
no
some villain.
That's terrible. Come on, please.
It is terrible. How could they judge her like that?
That's right. Well, you know, people in those days judge. Speaking of those days, how's it,
yeah.
do you have any fun doing a period piece done set in in the late 40s and 50s?
Oh, do I ever? I mean, you've seen it. You've seen the cars and yeah. the costumes and the house and the props. I mean,
right.
it's like the version of being a kid playing in a dollhouse, but in fact, you're just an adult now with some kind of master builder who's provided mm-hmm. you with absolutely everything your heart could desire mm-hmm. to create that world. So it's kind of half done for us, to be honest. You know, even to do with the undergarments in our costumes, they make mm-hmm. us hold our bodies in a different way, which is more period. You know, mm-hmm. the cigarettes, the cups, the
right.
The everything, the furniture, it all kind of transports us into that period. And modern drama doesn't provide you with all of that.
No.
So in a way, it's super fun. Your imagination can just roam free within
right.
it because it's such a tightly structured mm-hmm. construct. You know, you can be free and you can really play.
Right. And the 50s were far more of an innocent time anyway, which I think was fun.
Oh, you know what? I'm always fantasizing that somehow we won't have cell phones anymore.
That's a fantasy.
I think we're all addicted.
Oh, that's a fantasy that I could get behind real quick. But
you know, I look out the window sometimes and I think, I remember back to those days where I didn't have a phone to check every 5 minutes.
Right.
You know, to check if someone sent me an email or
right.
or a text message. I just, you know, you hear about people who like go on retreats and leave their phone at home and you just think you could just cry from relief.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you
a question.
And
so you watch a place to go home. Yeah, yeah.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
I was going to say, so you watch a place to go home and you're watching people who've never seen a cell phone. So you're
yeah.
watching people who like look out the window and read a book and kind of sit in life without that horrible distraction.
Or God forbid, actually
have to write
a letter.
About that.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. Have to write a letter or actually have to have a conversation and have to look face to face. I think, I mean, I could get in my soapbox now, but and maybe I'm just getting old because I think that the modern life is terrible and we should go back to where we were. But maybe that's a lot of the appeal for the viewers as well, is because they look back on a simpler time.
Right.
I think we all crave simplicity.
Sure.
These days.
Well, I think that's fun. A couple of quick final questions for you, okay? What do you like to do for fun?
I entertain like it's an Olympic sport.
Okay.
In fact, I've got a bit of an entertaining fatigue going now because I've been in LA for the last month and my husband and I were counting how many nights we've had people over for dinner. It was just crazy.
Uh-huh.
I think the kitchen's like gasping for breath. But yeah, I just, it's kind of what I love to do the most. And I'll even, you know, so I'll cook and I'll cook and I'll cook and I'll make bread and I'll serve wine and I'll have people over. And I'm, you know, I'm probably pathologically social. Like I should probably take a leaf out of my husband's book and quieten down occasionally. But yeah, that's what I do for fun.
Cool. Favorite movies?
It
can be a genre. It can be, specific films, whatever's comfortable for you.
The Sound of Music is my favorite film.
Great movie.
I just adore it. And so my daughter, I've gotten her to watch it and she's watched it. And then I've heard somebody told me that at the Hollywood Bowl every year, they have Sound of Music sing along.
They do. I've actually seen that. Yeah. They actually do that. Yeah. There's a number of places.
Right. Well, I missed out, I guess, because I think they said it was more like in September.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's nothing. You could start it, you know, down in Sydney if you wanted to. I'm sure that no one would have a trouble with that.
Well, it's true. And actually, on that subject, every Christmas I have a carols night at my house with songbooks and pianist. And I invite everybody each Christmas. So that's some other version of that. But yeah, that's what I love.
I would do that except for I have no ability to sing. So
there's no requirement to sing. Where we all drown each other out. We drink a lot of champagne and that's a requirement. This is an Australian thing, I think. I don't think this is an American thing, but what we do in Australia at parties is we get like 8 or 10 bags of ice and we put them in the bathtub.
Okay.
And then when the guests arrive, they put their bottle that they've brought in the bath.
Okay.
And the bath, do you do this in the US? And the bath is our cooler.
No, actually, we have a wine cooler, but that's okay. I'm more than happy to throw it in the bathtub.
Yeah, so that's what we do. So everybody arrives at Carol's with their bottle of champagne and they just put it in the bath. And then we slowly work our way, or quickly, however you want to look at it, work our way through everything.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
That is a lot of fun. I think you guys should take it up. You don't have to actually buy a wine cooler this way. You can just put your stuff in the bath.
That's a good plan. And you know what? I think that someone like yourself, who, as you've said, is a self-professed world-class entertainer, I'm more than happy to take tips from you because clearly, while I enjoy entertaining, I would not necessarily call myself world class. But so I will take
but
that
you
as
do, a, do you like having people over?
Oh, I there's probably not a week that goes by that we don't have 8 to 10 people to dinner.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah.
I love to cook.
I would totally agree with that. Yeah. What do you cook?
Pretty much everything. This coming week is going to be fish. So I do a fish dish and it's not by any stretch of the imagination fancy. It's just an opportunity to bring people over, as you say, drop the cell phones and have a civil conversation on any topic you want. And it runs the gamut.
Exactly. And these are
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I fully agree. I love the Jewish tradition of Friday night dinner.
Yep.
I adore that.
Yep. Shabbat. And you don't have to be Jewish to come to our Shabbat dinner. So.
Yeah. No, that's right. And I've been to many Shabbat dinners in my time. And I just adore them. I actually think they're such a wonderful ritual to have in the week.
Well, I think it's a good time for everybody to get together and just have some fun and reflect and chat and feel comfortable to de-stress as you get headed to the weekend. So there you go.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree.
Meanwhile, just a little over a week away, we're going to be able to watch season 5 of A Place to Call Home. And it has been delightful having you as a guest. And you're welcome anytime to come back. And I will begin
to
start.
It's been like delightful.
Please go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes. I'm just saying it's been really lovely to chat with you. I'm so thrilled to finally meet somebody on my team.
Well, I'm going to start the Team Regina t-shirts. I'll put them on Instagram so you can see them. and also on Twitter. We're gonna start those hashtags, and I'll make sure that the folks at Acorn know what's going on. And again,
yes, could you? That would be good.
More than happy to do it. So, again, thank you so much for joining us. We really enjoy your character and the entire cast of a wonderful, wonderful show, A Place to Call Home.
Thanks, Jim.
Well, that brings to a close yet another edition of Stream On. Now, we'd love for you to subscribe to the podcast. It's easy enough done, and it's free. You can get us at the iTunes Store, at Google Play. You can get us as part of Blog Talk Radio. We also are part of the Stitcher family, which, of course, is one of the top apps having to do with podcasts out there. There's fantastic podcasts of all genres right there at Stitcher. Find us in the store at Stitcher. Also, you can be one of the 125 million people, myself included, who have the TuneIn app, which is good, of course, on your phone or on your tablet. All you have to do is search Stream On with Jim Williams, and poof, it'll come up. You hit the like button, and bingo, you get it every week sent to your phone or to your tablet, okay? So, five places to get Stream On. Easy enough to subscribe to. It's free, so do it today, okay? Special thanks to Acorn TV's superstar, Jenny Baird. Jenny, of course, plays Regina Standish on the outstanding drama, A Place to Call Home. Be sure to take this weekend and catch up on it if you haven't already. And if you have, well, then you're going to be able to see season 5 as it drops Thursday right here. Okay. So Acorn TV, A Place to Call Home. Special thanks to our guest, Jenny Baird, who, as you know, we're now Team Regina. So remember that, Team Regina and A Place to Call Home dropping Thursday on Acorn TV. All right. Have a wonderful and safe Thanksgiving weekend. We'll see you next week right here on Stream On. Thanks very much for listening.